B-Pod Studios.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:50 to hear it.
What's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in your car.
I'm kidding.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
All right, everybody's microphones are on, which means the show can now officially start.
Great.
What, Loren?
I said perfect.
Oh, good. There you are. How's everybody feeling today? Good? Ready to do a show?
I'm excited. Let's do an award-winning broadcast.
I agree. After yesterday's meeting, there's nothing I want more than to come in and kick ass on the radio today. That's really what it comes down to.
We didn't have that. I didn't get that type of vibe.
Oh, my God, Loren. We had an apps. You might as well come in and hit us with a shovel yesterday. That's
oh,
how
wow.
I felt for a majority of the day.
In fact, the meeting was so bad, I ended up texting Manny in the evening, not afternoon, the evening, and said, I'm still messed up.
We're shook.
I'm just happy that you guys didn't bother me with whatever it was.
You know bosses, they come.
Sky is falling.
Yeah, and I'm like, what? We're in the middle of a pandemic. What? Okay.
Them dang suits trying to control us.
That's right. And
did
I really
something?
I really deep. No, it wasn't one thing we did. Well, listen, I don't want to get too much into it. We're fine. Everything's okay. But it's just the way news is delivered sometimes that is awful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, certain people around here don't know how to deliver news.
Right.
And,
you know, I watch enough of, you know, the news to know how to deliver news.
And then they Nicole, go in the middle of it, Nicole goes, oh, I got to go. Where are you going? Oh, I got to go do dog walks. No more lunch dog walks for you. Those are over. We need you here to protect us. Can't have you walking a dog. And Roy and I, that conversation.
First off, I didn't leave to go do a dog walk. And second off, I left like an hour and a half after he had been standing there.
It went on another hour, and you weren't there to protect us.
Yeah, we needed you.
He came back?
When Nicole has to leave, she needs to be like, all right, wrap it up. We've got to go.
I know.
He was gone when I left.
I know.
Oh, he was.
I know, yeah.
He was there.
Yeah.
I didn't get home till 1 p.m.
What?
I didn't get home till 1 p.m. I do. I wake up at... What did Miss Jessica say? I wake up at 3:30 a.m. Oh, it's a cool move. When there's another morning show host that wakes up earlier than you, you just take their time.
Right.
I wake up at 3:30 a.m.
I know. Miss Jessica told us on the Rap Party podcast from she's on No Limit Larry show, Loren, she said, she's like, I got up at 3:30, got in the shower, you know, like we do as morning show people. And I'm like, no, I don't get up for almost an hour later.
You're like, what are you doing?
Right.
3:30 a.m.? What? I'm still in my REM cycle.
To be fair, us ladies in radio, if we're putting on makeup and getting actually ready, we do
time.
Need to get up a little earlier. Yeah.
Anyway, we do have a great Wednesday show planned for you. We're going to be, we'll be off tomorrow and Friday. So after that conversation, don't think that we were forced off the air. That hasn't happened yet.
No, we had a planned vacation, which, by the way, whenever you see that happen in the news with TV shows, you go, yeah, right. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah,
when Kimmel takes a planned vacation after him going viral for bad things.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, Loren, that was our day in 30 seconds yesterday. What about you? What'd you do?
So I went in, got my tooth filled. My filling fell out while I was in Florida, and Dr. Limeberger fixed it for me. He, like, was awesome. Fit me in. I haven't been to a dentist in 7 years, y'all.
Wow.
7 years.
How many cavities you got?
It just needed that one filling.
Oh.
They felt. So, and then there's something else happening in my house right now. And at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, all of my air conditionings are like giving up. I don't know if it's because it's 100 degrees outside.
Yeah, probably.
It is so cold. It's Antarctica in my house at night, and then it's hotter than the gates of hell at 3 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. It's hot, but that's when it starts getting super, super hot in the day.
Yeah. And but my air conditioning, like, I'll have it set at like 71, and it'll be like 77 in my room.
And you can't keep up.
Right, that's the problem.
You can't keep up. Or your vents aren't positioned right.
Or you need new energy efficient windows, thanks to our friends at Window Nation.
Or you need a whole HVAC system overhaul and spend $30,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a couple options.
We have our air conditioning is like under warranty, so they just replaced a bunch of stuff.
Okay. All right, well, like we said, we've got a lot planned for today. By the way, I have to give the date, July 22nd, Wednesday.
That's how you know we haven't been fired yet. We're still here. If you all of a sudden turn the radio on and you don't hear the date, I would trust it.
It is a funny little industry. I really, really think that I'm good at this job. Yeah. I really think that. And other people might not, but I do.
I think I'm good at this job.
I think we all are. Everybody in this room is. But yet there's people out there that don't ever turn the microphone on that think they know better.
Yeah.
And that was what was driving me crazy yesterday, because I had me questioning myself on whether or not I really do know better. And I know one thing. I will continue to come in and do this show the way I want to do it. Who's with me?
Yeah, me.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Buddy, I will walk beside you right towards the unemployment line. Let's go. By the way, get fired. Yeah.
We're getting all this out before 7 when our boss wakes up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Lorraine at Kiss 95.1.
This is a nice little article from Your Tango. Little ways to be happier every day.
Okay. I bet meditating is on the list. I hear a lot of people love meditating.
Do you do it?
No, I stretch, and that's about as much meditation as I get.
Locking yourself in the bathroom.
Your Tango says, do things like this. Get comfortable saying no. Having limits and setting boundaries can help you give your best.
Big fan of that. I used to be surprising, because I know that all you've ever known is no, Roy. But I used to be trying to make everyone happy and squeeze you in, and I was miserable. And now I love saying no. I don't know why. You know, I'll talk with my fiance Sterling. And he'll want to come up with excuses when he tells people no. Just tell me you don't want to do it.
Right.
That's how I am, though. Like, I hate saying no to people because I feel like I'm letting people down. No. And I just haven't mastered the art of saying no to people yet.
I don't think there's anything wrong with being like, hey, man, thanks for the dinner invite. Don't love the restaurant. I kind of want to stay in. You go have fun.
And then Roy goes, why don't I have any friends?
Nobody wants to do what I want to do.
Little ways to be happier every day from Your Tango. Honor your feelings. Even the happiest people don't feel that way all the time. But the key is to own your emotions instead of bottling them up. So if you're not feeling positive, don't fake it and act like you're feeling positive. Embrace mindfulness. That's what Roy said. Connect to your senses. Taking time to notice things around you, like meditating.
I'm all screwed up because I'm like even of the camp of fake it till you make it. Like if I'm not happy, I'll try to be happy so that I trick myself into being happy. I'm doing life all wrong.
Yeah. I like this one. Talk to yourself with loving kindness. Treat yourself the way you would a friend. Be gentle and kind toward yourself. When feeling down, give yourself a pep talk.
What?
The same pep talk you would give a friend who came to you for some advice.
That's bizarre.
I crushed myself for the last 24 hours. I need to be positive.
Yeah, but what are you going to do and be like, you know what, Roy? I'm so proud of you.
Yes.
Good job.
Yes.
But isn't that faking it until you make it? Like, that's how I feel.
No, because deep down inside, like I just said, even though we had a meeting yesterday with our boss, and I was like, I feel like I'm really good at this job. That should have been my mantra yesterday. I am good at this job.
Yeah.
You know, we are a good morning show.
Meanwhile, I looked up to see what the next Trump stimulus package was. I'm going to need some money.
The last one that I really love says, nourish your body. Take good care of yourself by getting enough quality sleep, being active, eating healthy and nutritious foods at least once a week.
Love it. I can't conquer the sleep thing, but love it.
All right.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Got a nice little text message. Want to give a shout out to those people who text us at 704-570-9595, area code 910. So they quit listening to Roy's favorite show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the John Boy and Billy Show.
Oh, I love those guys.
They also stopped listening.
The Big Show. I want to be as good as them.
They also stopped listening to two guys named Chris to listen to you chuckleheads. Love that. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to us every single morning. We really do appreciate you guys. And whenever Nicole calls us idiots, Roy and I high-five each other. Now we air high-five each other, but we kind of take, like, chuckleheads as a compliment.
We do.
It's a term of endearment.
It is. And it's accurate.
That's right. Loren's back full-time with us from home after maternity leave. So thank you for joining us this morning, Loren.
Yeah.
Working from home. Do you get a do you guys get robocalls?
I get more real people. But yes, I do get robocalls as well. I hung up on someone last night.
Did you?
I did. You know, he might as well have been a robocall because the guy was sticking to the script and would not divert.
Mm.
Would not. And I kept going. I'm like, slow down. I can't understand you. I've been invited to something. I don't know what it is.
I'm getting a robocall. And the reason why I'm even bringing this up is because it's been a solid week and it's probably been every day, either at 11 a.m. or sometimes near 7 p.m. I get a call. And hold on, let me get my tube.
Oh, yeah.
My phone tube.
Because we can't afford the cool.
We don't have the actual vocal. Yeah. Actually, we do have all the harmonizer and stuff, but it's too expensive for me to touch. Tell me if you think this is real. Uh-huh. It is a recording. And they go, hi, and thank you. Please call us for important information on your Aetna benefits.
Oh.
Well, you do have Aetna.
I do have Aetna. But yeah. What is the important information on my Aetna benefits that they can't email me or send me?
It's probably them to let you know how much they're screwing you every month. Because that's what the insurance industry likes to do. Hi, give us a phone call back so we could tell you awful news in a pleasant voice.
and doesn't...
Hey, if it's in a pleasant voice.
Right. And doesn't Aetna know that, like, robocalls are the worst? Because when they call on my phone, it says spam risk. Do you guys have that now?
Yeah, yes. I do. Or how about the robocalls about your warranty being expired for, like, a vehicle that you don't even have anymore?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we're getting, like, two right now. My mom's getting one that when she answers, it says, please stay on the line to speak to a representative as your Social Security number is about to be suspended. I'm like...
Suspended.
Nobody suspend your Social Security.
Yeah, it's not a credit card. But,
and sometimes, by the way, Loren, you get letters like that too. You know, and the letters look legit. And like Amanda will leave it on the counter for me. She's like, "Babe, do you need this?" And I'm like, "No, this is about a warranty on a truck that I don't have anymore."
Yeah. And then the other one that we're dealing with, and this is why I love dealing with Joe Moss, but I just got a new Explorer and. We went to another dealership just to like kind of price things out because it was closer to our house.
Yeah.
And this dealership will not stop calling, emailing.
Mm.
I mean, literally, it's an invasion of my life. And finally, I sent an email back that was like, listen, thank you for checking in. We have bought a vehicle. I do not need 16 emails and phone calls a day. Thank you.
Yeah.
704 texted in and said they get home warranty calls on their phone.
Oh, yeah.
980 says faster internet robocalls.
Faster internet. You need that.
Do you need, there is new faster internet in your area. If you want more information, press 1.
I like it when they pretend to be real. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We get those here because people give our request line as a number.
Yeah.
A contact
you guys
number.
Talk to them. It's so funny.
Hi, this is Aaron from Dimension Cruise Lines.
They always do the whole, can you hear me okay?
Do you have me okay?
Yep. And then you go, yeah, which is their immediate cue that they got you.
Right. So here, Roy, you talk to me.
All right.
This is from Dimension Cruise Lines. It's Aaron. Do you hear me okay?
Yeah, I do. Hey, Aaron.
Fantastic. Oh. How would you like to go on a 7-day cruise?
When?
Great. Just pick your location.
Well, hang on, Aaron. When is the cruise?
Tomorrow.
Oh, so you do respond to the date.
Let me check my book here. I'm not so sure.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Main You Are in the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, KISS 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey. Got
to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. KISS 95.1.
So, women gets the same job as husband to prove it's not as hard as he claims. This story was cracking us up. We got it from Cafe Mom. She shared on Reddit that for the past 6 months, her husband is constantly complaining about how physically demanding his job is. And she's like, I'll show him. He uses it as an excuse to not help her around the house. And it causes them to argue all the time because he won't do, you know, step up to the plate and handle things.
Oh, so honey, I'm so cooked when I get home from work. It is just so demanding. I can't do anything to help around the house.
I'm wiped.
Now, it's important to note that while the job is demanding, he only works 3 days a week. And she takes care of the house and she works as an Uber driver.
Does so, it say what his job was?
Let's see here, Loren. I don't have that information in front of me.
Rock carrier.
I'm just thinking, like, no, but if you're, like, a doctor or a nurse and you're working, like, 12-hour shifts and you work 3 days a week, then, yes, I could see that being, like, super demanding.
Yeah, I know she said she went right down to the recruiting office and signed up for the same job to prove to him that it isn't that hard. And then she also, by the way, was able to do the job and still take care of the house.
Oh, that is so awesome.
Yep.
I was going to say, sometimes I feel like women can run circles around men. And no offense to the guys, but you guys sometimes do the bare necessity, like the bare minimum. And women, like, we just have this sixth sense about, like, I have to fix this and do that. And we're already thinking three steps ahead so that we can be more efficient because we need to do more. We got to take care of your butts too.
Yeah, well, you know what we don't want? We don't want you to go out, get the job that we have, that we claim is so hard, and do it better, and come home and take care of the house at the same time, because that really puts a hole in our
theory,
in our whole theory about how we can't help out around the house. That's what we don't want. Oh, that's hilarious, though. Can you? I wonder if she's still employed there, and they probably like her better on the job site.
She didn't want to reveal that they were married to anyone, because she didn't want there to be any blowback when she quit. So she has since quit. But she did it just to prove that it's not as hard as you think it is. If I can do it, you could do it.
Imagine that meeting for the first time, and they're like, John, meet Jane.
Yeah.
And I know, like, you from somewhere.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a cool, like, weird undercover boss concept.
It kind of is.
You know, where the wife takes over the job or the husband comes in and takes over the job. Yeah, that'd be that's pretty fun. We should invent that.
If you ever think that your significant other is lying about their work hours, go get employed with them.
Right.
I will say that when Dallas was home for that, like, 7 month
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
A couple years ago, his company downsized, and he, like, thought, you know, oh, stay-at-home mom, like, I got this, I can be Mr. Mom. Dude, he was calling me at, like, 9:55, right when we were getting off the air, going, when are you coming home? I need help.
Oh, I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of
y'all's
show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Lo quiero mucho, muchachos.
Charlotte's Morning Show, Manny, Roy, and Loren, KISS 95.1.
All right, it's time for Worst Day Wednesday. Love it when we hear about your worst date.
And what we do is, Loren, we put all the bad dates up. We get texts, phone calls at 704-570-9595. Then we'll pick who had the worst one. We haven't done Worst Date Wednesday in a while. In fact, probably since you've been on maternity leave. So don't worry, you didn't miss anything.
All right, cool.
I know we got some texts coming through.
We do. We just got a text from 704 that says, not even an hour into my date, and he shoved his tongue down my throat. Yep, that would be a pretty bad date, especially if you're not into it.
Oh, man.
And then 828 also texted in and said he showed up in an awful superhero silk skirt and ended the date 20 minutes later.
What do you think's going on there where he shows up in a superhero skirt?
Was he Wonder Woman?
don't know.
And what superhero wears a skirt?
Oh, sorry, it's a shirt.
Oh, a shirt.
What's but it's still a silk shirt.
Well, Wonder Woman wears a skirt.
That's true, I think.
I like this one. 704 says he kept repeating everything I said. Everything. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that?
Oh, he's doing that, what do they call that, personality mirroring?
Personality mirroring.
Yeah, to connect with people, you just mimic them, emulate them, so they like you.
Just mimic and emulate them.
Isn't that what they did in 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Yeah, I think so.
In the store.
I hate this one. 704 said he took me to dinner and his best friend showed up. I felt like the third wheel all of a sudden.
Well, now, I used to like first dates where it was kind of more friendly versus intimate. I got to know people. It was a little less stress.
You gotta be open and bring it up, though. You got to let the date know, Roy, that there might be somebody joining you.
Sure. 100%. In a little
while. You should have some... Loren, if you're going on a date and you're going out with a guy, the guy can say to you, hey, we're going to hang out, have dinner for an hour, and then I'm going to text my buddy. He says he wants to meet up. Like, that's the way you should do it.
Yeah, or like, my friend's going to end up here anyway, so I'm going to introduce you guys. You know, somebody can't just come and sit down at the table.
Right. Like Loren's out on a date, and then Roy shows up. And
That's how you know the date's not going well, because he texted somebody to come save him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah, the friend just didn't show up. It went bad and the friend showed up. Yeah.
Right. Here's another. I think this one kind of wins the day. We saw a chick flick and afterwards he put his head in my lap and cried. How awkward.
How in touch with his emotions is that? Wouldn't you ladies love that?
First of all, I don't want to see a chick flick anyway.
I wonder what the chick flick was. I don't know.
Fried green tomatoes?
I mean, how many years ago is that mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to... What's the...
The modern version, modern chick flicks? I don't know.
Someone said I changed the flat tire that we got because he couldn't do it. I hate that.
That was me. Remember I said... I didn't text in, but that happened to me in Miami.
I remember. Weren't you at the prom? I thought you were in like a formal dress or something.
I was in a cocktail dress, but we weren't going to prom. It was actually a really nice dinner.
What happened? You got the flat tire and he's like, I got to call AAA. And you're like, no, forget it. I'll just do it.
Yeah. Like, he didn't know how to change it. And I was like, what do you mean you don't know how to change it? And he's like, what do you mean you do know how to change it? I was like, I took 2 years of auto mechanics in high school.
You know that he like fell in love with you when you're down there getting all greasy.
Well, that's nice because there was no second date. I can assure you of that.
All right. I got one more that I want to add to the list. This text. 980 says, I had a date who tried to be all over me. After ending the night short, he then texted me, you ready for this? Asking for my ring size.
Oh, Lord. Oh, no. Stage 5. Claim girl.
Is that the winner?
Yeah, that's actually alarming. I'm concerned.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Chris, welcome to the Manny Boy on the Red Morning Show. You're dealing with a bit of an issue. What's going on?
I was out jogging, and I found this really cool hornet, like, face mask on the ground. And so I was like, whoa, like, there's a gold mine. It was like a just sudden sort of, thing. So I brought it home.
Oh.
My girlfriend is, like, freaking out.
Yeah.
She's freaking out. Oh, my God, you brought Corona home. We're all going to, get sick. I'm like, no. It was on the ground. It's clean.
Well, you don't know.
It's not clean, it's on the ground.
You don't know if it's clean, Chris.
Well, I know it's clean now because I washed it twice in hot water. Like, I double washed it. I even used a little bit of tiny little bleach. And I just think it's fine, I even think Mamie would probably wear it.
You know what I'm doing? I'm looking up the price of the Hornets face mask. So there's different kinds. Is it the one that has Hornets written across the front, or is it the one with, like, the Hornet logo on it?
It's the one with the Hornet logo
on it. That's $30.
So he found it.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, but someone else wore that. Someone else spit it.
Maybe not. It was on the ground. It was on the ground. Maybe somebody dropped it and they hadn't worn it yet.
Was there?
That's what I'm thinking.
Was there?
To be fair, you can wash cloth masks. It's not like you have to throw them away after you wear them. They tell you that you can wear them a few times and then wash them. So, I mean, really, if he used bleach on it and he's cleaned it a couple times.
Okay, how about this? What about if you found, I don't know, underwear, but you take it home and you wash it. Would you put it on? Would you put the underwear on?
Bro, that is such a different question.
Is it?
A solid no. Well, listen, hey, if there were maybe $1,000 underwear, maybe. But this is a hornet's nest, man. This has got a great... Dude, you got to represent.
I know. I love it. I love that you found it. And I wonder what the story is there. You know, Roy and I are big backstory people. Like, why did it end up on the ground? Like, who? Someone clearly wasn't walking and dropped it and was like, oh, where did it go?
Right.
I don't know. Maybe it fell out of something, like a bag.
Yeah.
Car.
So your girlfriend's like, there's no way you're wearing this face mask. You claim you washed it twice and you think it's good after. I say wear it. What the hell?
See, that's what I'm saying, and I'm having her listening to this, so she can actually be convinced. And I hope you guys convince her.
And if you get sick, we have a no return policy. Yeah. All sales are final.
Yeah, right. Chris, you nasty. Good quarantine. Take my things off the ground.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, guys.
Ring it
now. It's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
You're playing against Jeannie in Waxhaw, Loren.
Hey, Jeannie.
Hey, Loren. How are you?
I'm great. Let's see how you do today in Can't Beat Loren.
Let's see it. I guess I need to get kicked out, so I don't know where I kick you out from.
She's in her closet. Just tell her to get out of the closet.
I guess I need to kick you out of your closet.
All right, I'm going.
All right, Loren is leaving the closet. Headphones off. Only we can hear these questions.
Jeannie playing for a year's supply of Cheerwine if she beats you today, Loren. Natalie Portman and Serena Williams and more want women's pro soccer in L.A. Serena might be trying to bring pro women's soccer to L.A., but she's known for playing what sport?
Tennis.
Prince Harry and his royal brother are shutting down claims they mishandled royal funds. Who's Harry's brother?
Prince William.
Comedian Dave Chappelle visited this presidential candidate in Wyoming to check on his well-being.
Kanye West.
Question 4, Travis Scott shared a funny story between he and T-Pain in the studio where he claims he fell asleep on him while playing his music. Who's Travis Scott's baby mama?
Kylie Jenner.
And Grey's Anatomy will address the COVID-19 crisis on the show, they say. We could watch that show on what network?
ABC.
What a pro. Get back in here, Loren.
Come on in, Loren. Waving her in.
The networks always get her.
Okay. Loren, Jeannie got them all correct, which means we won't tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
All right, come on. Let Jeannie win a year's supply of Cheerwine.
Hey, I got a lot on the line here.
131 wins. Natalie Portman, Serena Williams, and more want women's pro soccer back in L.A. Serena may be trying to bring pro women's soccer to L.A., but she's known for playing what sport?
Tennis.
Prince Harry and his royal brother are shutting down claims they mishandled some royal funds. Who's Harry's brother?
Prince William.
Dave Chappelle visited this presidential candidate in Wyoming to check on his well-being.
Kanye West.
Travis Scott shared a funny story between he and T-Pain in the studio where he claims he fell asleep on him while playing his music. Who's Travis Scott's baby mama?
Kylie Jenner.
Grey's Anatomy will address the COVID-19 crisis on the show. We can watch that show on what network?
The only one that I actually know.
Oh, come
it's
on.
ABC.
That is correct, Loren. Final score 5-5. Ties do stay with the house, so you have 132 wins.
Great job, Jeannie.
Well, thank you. Well, I guess I can't beat you this time, but maybe next time.
Yeah, but you can still tie me. Thanks for playing.
That's true. I can tie you. That's great.
Have a great day, Jeannie.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Show number one, hit music station, Kiss 95.1.
The Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show. We got a text message from someone who broke some major news. And guess who it has to do with?
Our Loren.
So
I'm not back for 3 days, and I'm already getting thrown under the bus.
First of all, last week it was all about the breast milk that you had sent to you by a listener named Katie in plastic baggies. And this week we found out something even crazier about you.
Now, Lauren, this is kind of a good news, bad news situation because technically, according to this website, you're a celebrity.
Yeah, I should be flattered, but I'm slightly appalled.
So that's cool. You're amongst the ranks of, you know, like Jessica Alba.
Mm.
I don't know about that, but.
So this website, I can't even get to it on our work computer because it calls it a pornographic or adult website just to set up where we're going with this conversation.
Now, to be fair, I am not undressed in any of these photos.
No nudity in these photos. Absolutely. No. Tell everyone what the website is that someone brought to our attention.
This is so embarrassing, but I have like 10 photos on WikiFeet. And the worst part is that there's ratings, and I don't even have 5 stars.
No.
They should rate it with toes. Lorenz got 3 toes out of 5.
You got 3.8 stars, WikiFeet, the collaborative celebrity feet website. And by the way, did you know they put your birthday on there?
No.
Yeah, they have your full birthday out there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Explain WikiFeet, Roy, how we think this works. Do you think that people are going to find pictures of Loren in public, like maybe off of the KISS website, which they don't own, mm-hmm. you know, or floating around somewhere and then just uploading them to the site?
They've ripped off all of Loren's photos, like 10 of them, and where you can see her feet, and they threw it up there. Which, by the way, some of these photos kind of makes it look like you're purposely showing off your feet.
I know, and I'm not. I'm truly have never done that. But
I've never noticed you so barefoot exposed in my life. I'm like,
I have shoes on in some of them.
I'm like, does Lauren even own a pair of shoes after I've looked at some of these? There's one where you're just sitting there footless, shoeless.
So it looks like, if I had to guess where somebody got these photos, it was off of my Instagram.
Yeah.
And I think the one of me, like, having a pedicure is from my stories. You know, you just, like, update your day-to-day life. I mean, I just don't understand. But I also don't have a foot fetish, so.
Well, the emotions are high. Like Loren just said, she's shocked that she found out that she was on the WikiFeet site. But at the same time, she likes the fact that she's, you know, up there with the likes of J-Lo.
Right.
On this, this celebrity site.
Right.
And then she's mad because even though she's up there, she doesn't have 5 stars. Right. People are only voting for 3. You've only gotten 3. Your feet are just okay.
The worst part is that my husband was like, 3.25 stars, huh? That's probably generous.
Oh, man. Are you going to do any? Are you going to like email them and tell them to take you off or anything?
I don't even know how to do that. I mean, I guess there would. Let me look at this website. Is there like a place that I can email hey?
So listen, if you go to wikifeet.com, it says, hey, everyone, I'm thinking of creating a WikiFeet dating app, but I'm not sure how to make it appealing to women. Here's a new draft, slightly different direction. And then this is on the website. It says, tired of dating people who are not into feet? Get sexy feet and looking for someone to give them the attention they deserve. Want an awesome story to tell your grandkids on how you met your significant other? Join WikiFeet Dating.
See, then that scares me because these people already have my pictures. They could just catfish someone.
Right. I know. Let's see if there's a contact. And there's videos, by the way.
I don't have any videos up, thank goodness.
By the way, that noise you hear in the background is not her new parakeet.
No, and it's not her feet. That is Baby Jackson. Oh, man. Well, congratulations, Loren. I'm glad that you and all the people who love that.
What a Fallout Boy say, hey, look, Ma, I made it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I guess so.
Congratulations.
I wonder if anyone else ever found their pictures on, like, a website or on, like, an app or something. Because this is not the first time this happened to Loren.
You're always getting your photos stolen.
Your photos, you were part of the face of a travel agency in Italy.
Yeah, they took my photo, too. I guess I have professional photos that people think they can rip off. I don't know.
This is why I never do professional photos. I'm just too dang handsome. And everybody would use all my photos if I did that.
All right, call us, 704-570-9595. Give Loren a little advice. What should she do here? If you or someone you know found a picture of themselves on some website, 704-570-9595.
This is Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
She's been featured on this Wiki Feet, which is where they put celebrities' feet up there and you get to go vote on it.
I mean, I'm embarrassed, flattered, appalled, the whole gamut of emotions.
Now, yeah. For the record, for those people that aren't one of the 50 that texted us and said, hey, I just went to visit Wiki Feet, thank you so much. It's pictures of your full body. It's not all just like close-up feet shots.
No, I think there's only like two, like, feet shots, and one I was like getting in heading here and the other.
Nope.
Oh, someone's on your internet. someone else is on here. Tell someone to stop live streaming.
Crystal in Concord is on line 8. Good morning, Crystal.
Hello.
So we were wondering how often this happens, if anyone else ever had a photo of theirs put on a random website.
Yeah.
Did it happen to you?
It did. She's a homewrecker.com.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Someone was a little jealous that their ex-husband had moved on and tried to destroy me. Yeah.
Are you looking
now,
at the
I
website?
I have to ask the question, were you a homewrecker?
No.
So where did she get the picture?
From an old Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And then for people that don't know, Roy's looking it up now. She's a homewrecker.com. They put a picture of you. Then is there like a little bio of why you're a homewrecker?
Yeah. She put that my son wasn't my ex-husband because I've done this before.
Gosh.
It was terrible.
Oh, my gosh. This website's just filled with photos of people with unbelievable stories.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
How'd you find out?
You can't take it down?
Someone randomly messaged me on Facebook and told me about it.
Huh. I want to see if the dirty is still a thing. Do you guys remember the dirty?
Your celebrity gossip segment?
Yeah, that's what I know.
No, there's a website called The Dirty where you can like put somebody's picture up and say like what an awful person they were while you were dating them.
Oh,
I feel bad for everyone on this website because there's some people like this one person said she's walking around with STDs.
And Crystal can't defend herself.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what the dirty is, too.
So you can't email this website, Crystal, and get it taken down?
No, you'd have to get a lawyer and all kinds of stuff.
Really? That bad?
Gosh.
I'm sorry you're up there, but hey, you're in front of thousands of listeners right now. Crystal in Concord is not a homewrecker.
No.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Crystal. What, Nicole, what did you find out about Loren?
Loren's got an entire, like, it's almost like a graph on how people have rated her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like they
I
have
can't hear her.
Okay, like, go ahead.
How she got her 3.8, it's a breakdown. It's okay. Mathematical.
So okay.
Do you want this, Loren?
Not really, but let's do it.
Okay, do you want the good news or the decent news or the bad news?
All of it.
Give me the bad news first.
Okay, well, two people called your feet ugly.
I'm pretty sure my husband was one of them.
Good news is that 7 people called them beautiful.
Huh. Okay.
3 people called your feet nice. Huh. 3 people called your feet bad.
Oh.
And then 5 people said you had okay feet.
Holy cow, that's like my report card.
It's like it ain't great, it ain't good, it ain't bad, it's just...
I can't believe that ugly and bad are two... Their categories are so much alike.
That's my math and science grade.
But you should go on here and add your shoe size because it says shoe size not set, birthplace, United States, and it does give you birthplace.
Yeah, just feed into it. You know what I mean? Just keep putting photos up and we'll get your ranking up.
No, unless I can make money on it. If I can make money on it, that's a different story.
That's how Loren. If you can make money on it.
Oh, Wiki Feet. Thank you for that.
Summer. Let's go.
This is the MRL Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
So this has gone up 30% since quarantine has started, since all this COVID mess has happened. 30% of people want personalized license plates.
That's gone up in 30% in sales. Custom plates.
Hmm.
And Manny, I know that you've been wanting one.
My wife won't let me. She says it's like,
it's too
deep. It's very deep.
D-baggy.
Okay, D-baggy, yes. I was trying to think of a good way to say it.
I don't know. It depends on what you get it said.
I agree.
Because I also, Nicole, you do have one of those tags, but it says your name, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was a total, I did it to replicate, like, the back of my jersey, so it's my last name and my number, like my basketball number. So, yeah, I guess you could say high school me, it was a D-bag move.
Yeah.
And I just never changed it.
It is something that young people like to do.
Not that long.
I feel like young people, Loren, reconnect with us. We don't want to miss anything you have to say at 8:30 at Loren's house.
Everybody's awake, yeah. On the computers.
Dallas wakes up and stretches.
I'm going to be, I need to come reconfigure her now.
Okay, so Loren said, Nicole, you said you felt like it was a very childish thing. I also feel like it's a childish thing or a status symbol thing.
Well, no, I don't think it's childish, but I will say I remember, because I've always had it. Like, since I got my license and my car, I've always had that personalized license. But I did think that I was cool with it.
Yeah, I think you do it to show something off.
Totally.
Like Steve Smith's is Agent 89, because that was his nickname.
That's his license plate?
Yeah, one of them in one of his cars. I've been behind him.
Oh. I just have the standard. I went to the DMV and I said, hey, can you make sure you get me a tag that I can remember easily? And she goes, it's literally whatever's next right here, and you just got to remember it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
I know. I think I asked for cool numbers.
She's like, it's whatever's next.
But I'm thinking, Loren, I told Amanda when I went to redo my inspection and get my registration redone, it says that you can upgrade to a personalized plate. And I was like, maybe I'll do something like
that. What would it be? What would be a name?
Well, I was thinking, like, because I'm in radio, like, in your ear.
No.
Please don't do that.
In year with a hard rejection. That was so fast.
How about this? The letter U, hear me.
No.
You hear me?
How about listen, the number two,
no.
Me.
It's already too long.
Yeah, you can only get eight.
But you could do listen to me.
That's going to be one of those people are going to try to figure out. They're like, lost.
Yeah.
Here's some funny ones, by the way. Somebody said they have a Volkswagen Beetle and their license plate is ew, a bug.
You a bug? That's good. I do like the funny ones.
I saw a hearse that said, had a license plate that said, you are next.
Oh my gosh.
That's funny.
That is good.
See, that to me, I'm like, that one's okay. If you have humor about it, it's okay. If you're just trying to show off something, I think it's a little deep.
Do you guys remember there's a license plate that says MRL?
Yes.
Do you remember? We got pictures of that.
I know.
We're pretty sure, even
though
we
want... Yeah, but it's someone's actual initials.
I know.
It's not really us.
I know. Even though we hope it's a super fan.
It's not a super fan.
It's not a super fan.
No, not at all. I've always been too afraid to put my name out there. I don't want people to be able to...
I know. It's interesting that Nicole has that, because if she cuts somebody off, people are going to be like, oh, Weaver 8 cut me off.
Like, they'll know who you are. They
right.
can probably figure it out.
Somebody said that they were behind a truck carrying tires, and the license plate was, I'm tired.
That's great. That's funny. My last radio station used to get all the station vehicles with whatever the station corresponded with. So there'd be a Kiss 95.1 plate for the Kiss 95.1 van.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah, I don't think we do that here.
No.
Yeah.
My dad owned a Saab, and it said Wasab.
I don't even
the license
know
plate was Wasab. You don't know what the car a Saab is?
No, is that like a Saturn?
No, it was more like they were like a BMW type class car.
Oh, they're fancy?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
No, if it's not like Ford or, you know, Buick, I don't know. This is Whitney in Asheville. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Wren Show.
Hi, you guys.
So, did you get a personalized plate?
Nope. I finally bought my old, like, it was a 1991 Honda Accord. It was my own car, own money. No one ever helped me get it. I walked into the license plate agency, got my license plate, and at that time, North Carolina, it was like, BLK and my elementary school lunch number 5792. It was like the weirdest. I don't have that license plate anymore, but it was the weirdest thing. And my sister's like, how did you manage that? And I was like, I don't know.
Right. It would be like getting a license plate in 1975 for me, the year I was born, would be like the numbers, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Whitney, thank you. Hey, I'm heading up to the mountains this weekend to come hang in Asheville. I'm excited.
Hopefully it won't rain.
If you see me, buy me a beer, okay?
You should be okay. The other way around.
What are you talking about?
Buy her a beer.
You buy her a beer.
I'm coming up there to see her.
No, you're not.
Moocher.
You're supposed to...
Isn't it? Aren't we happy we're all back together again? You know what, Loren? I missed just Roy yelling at me. Now I got you calling me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
A moocher.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Lorraine, honk of your horn and flash of your lights over there at the chateau.
Okay.
Here she goes. You ready? Here's Lorraine's horn.
Ooh, it's that fancy old Ford vehicle.
Yeah, move it, Shane. Get out of the way. This is going to be a touchy conversation, especially if women will be honest. First, we'll read what guys do when they're alone that they don't want women to know about, according to bold.com. And then we want to ask the ladies, what'd you catch your guy doing?
I feel like both of these things is going to center around one specific thing.
You do?
I do.
It doesn't have to be that. What guys do when they're alone that they don't want women to know about?
Your alone time.
So, like, whatever you do should just be on you and...
Yeah. Right?
Like, I don't know.
Like, Dallas doesn't want Lorraine to know what he does in his private bedroom. Alone?
No, but I will say I caught my brother doing something.
Did you caught him doing the thing?
No, not that thing. Right. I caught him singing into a hairbrush.
See?
Yeah, that's
funny. That's the type of stuff we're talking about. Not where Roy's brain is, where there's like only one thing guys do when they're alone. not all of it is bad. Just so you know, the bold.com says... These are things that guys do when women aren't around. Walk around naked. How about fart and enjoy the smell of it?
Ew.
Enjoy the smell.
Ah, this is one that Lorena likes. Stalk our exes.
Oof.
We're obviously not going to do this when you're around, unless we're trying to make you jealous, which is stupid. Still, during our moments of alone time, we might covertly check up on our exes. We're not proud of it, which is why we do it when no one is around.
I'm not even mad at you. And you know what? This could be a couple's activity.
Yeah, everyone loves that.
Oh, that's a trap. Hey, Dad, let's look at some of your exes. Hey, you know what? She aged well. Play video games for hours on end. That's something guys do when she's not around.
Yep. Especially if they're with Lorraine, because Lorraine hates video games. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for you two, your two boys.
Well, Dallas doesn't even have PlayStation or Xbox, does he?
No, there will never be a gaming station in my house.
Well, you just wait. They're going to be all they're going to be coming over, hanging out in my house, Cash and Jax. I'll have all the video games for them.
I'm going to bring
do it at your place.
PlayStation, and I'm going to let Dallas create himself for Virginia Tech in college, and you'll never see him again. He can be as good. He can make himself really good in the game. Right. All right. Things that guys do when women aren't around. Spend way too much time in the bathroom. We do that when you are around.
Yeah, that's true.
Eat the most unhealthiest food. Burp as loud as possible. Watch adult films. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
How about this one? Number 9, according to bold.com. We cry when you're not around.
Really?
But it's under extreme circumstances that we'd actually cry in front of someone. If we can, we try and hold it in and maybe do it alone. It could be a moment where you have a thought of somebody who passed away in your life who you miss, or maybe a pet or somebody that passed away, and you realize you're tearing up, and you're like, I wish my wife was here to see this, because she'd be like, oh my God, he's got a heart.
I think in 15 years, I've only seen Dallas cry once, and
really?
It was when Cash was born. He didn't even cry at our wedding, and I ugly cried the whole time.
Oh, I'm so emotional. I can watch a TV show and cry.
You cried a lot, though, because Dad wasn't there, right, Loren?
Yeah, that's why I was crying.
All right, there's a lot more. We'll put them up at kiss951.com.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mady, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Nicole's excited, and I am too, I guess. There's a big announcement today in Charlotte.
Oh, that's what she literally was just saying.
Yeah.
About the soccer team. Well, I know they pushed everything off till 2022.
What's everything?
The soccer stuff.
Be more specific.
Games? I guess games at the stadium.
Right. So, initially, the Charlotte MLS soccer team that's playing at Bank of America Stadium was supposed to start playing in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Like Roy just said, because of the pandemic, they've pushed the start to 2022. So we'll have to wait one more year before we watch soccer at the bank.
No, is that because of construction? They pushed it?
I think it's a combination of things. Like, no one's allowed in the stadium with the pandemic.
They can't start the construction, so that pushes it back another year.
Yeah. What's today's announcement, Loren? Nicole, you know.
Yeah, today we will get our team name. And I believe also team symbol and team colors. Crest. Isn't that what they call it? Team crest?
Yeah, because soccer's bougie.
Yeah.
It's not a logo. It's a crest.
Do we know what it is? Do y'all have an idea? Is it leaked?
More importantly.
Okay.
More importantly, what? Stop interrupting the show with poor internet quality, Loren.
I was going to say, when does the merch go on sale?
Yeah, that's true. I bet some will be released today. But there was a promo video where you can see that the crest, the team crest, looks to be a double circle.
That's why people think that it's going to be FC Charlotte.
Oh, FC Charlotte.
Or Charlotte FC.
What does the FC stand for?
Football club.
Oh, Jesus.
He doesn't know.
I don't know.
That's basic.
Not really.
The other
that's
potential.
A name, right?
But they don't know yet. These are potential names. Queen City FC.
It definitely, the crest that's been kind of, that you can see half of it, you can see like TTE. So.
What's that mean?
It sounds like it might have Charlotte in it.
How come they don't have cool names like the Panthers? How come we can't have like the,
taken after the year. So MLS is Major League Soccer. It's our league here in the United States. But soccer's huge all around the world.
Yeah.
And other countries have like FC, you know, I don't know.
Melbourne.
Yeah, Barcelona.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
Will we still have a mascot though?
What are you, 10?
Are there cheerleaders?
What's going on?
I don't know how this works.
I don't know if there's a mascot. I like mascots.
Have you guys ever seen a soccer game?
No.
It's nonstop action from start to finish with like a halftime. And Nicole, help me out here. No, I don't think there's a mascot.
Are there cheerleaders?
I don't think. No. But Roy, did you know that the clock doesn't stop?
Well, how do you? You got to get a break in so you can breathe.
You take halftime, but then they add time in each half. Every time they blow the whistle, they just add the time.
Is that why whenever they barely get touched, they pretend like they just broke their leg and they scream because they need a little break?
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
It could be something.
So
that's
dramatic.
Men's soccer. You don't see that in women's soccer. Just saying.
Men's soccer is so dramatic.
What time is the announcement?
11 a.m.
11 a.m. this morning. Okay. We'll have to be on the lookout for that. Of course, we'll have all the information and the logo and everything up at kiss951.com. Steve sent us a DM. He's got a question for us. Loren, we're going to need your input on this. He wants to know if he should go out with a girl after she did this to him. We'll tell you what that was coming up just after 9.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss95.1.
Got this awesome DM here. I'm interested to see what you guys think. Because it seems to me like such a rom-com type of incident.
Is it from someone named Vince V?
This guy went on a first date recently. It was a short coffee date. Went really well, so they set up a real date. You know, dinner. Something really nice. Well, he went to the restaurant and sat there for an hour waiting for her to show up.
Aw.
Texted her several times. Never answered. Never arrived. He just sat there, drank his water, ate the bread, and then left.
Oh, that's so sad.
Can we stop there for a second? Do you leave after an hour, or do you eat?
Oh, I would eat.
The table, or do you move to the bar?
No, I'd probably stay at the table and I'd eat some food.
That'd be so sad. What about you, Ren? What would you do?
I would have left after 15 minutes.
It was a good
restaurant. Got 15 minutes, and if I don't hear from you, I'm done, and you're not getting a second chance. Because there's no way that your cell phone didn't work, and there, you know, unless, like, an emergency happened and someone, like you, was in the hospital. Because even if your mom was in the hospital or someone that you loved, you could still pick up the dang phone or throw a text.
Ooh, she's fired up.
Okay.
All right, well, so let me tell you what he did. He got a call from her the next morning, and she said that she passed out after work and slept right through to the morning. She apologized several times, and he still feels weird about it, but she wants to go on another date. Do you think that he should give her a chance? I say no.
I say yes.
No.
Was this a first date, did you say?
Well, they had a short coffee date, but this was like the first restaurant date.
Ugh.
But what, miss? There better be a good reason. Is that not a good enough reason?
It's kind of a good reason.
Yeah, exactly. So take back everything you just said.
Is that a good reason to sleep through?
I mean, I have taken like a quote-unquote cat nap and slept through an alarm. So like maybe she didn't, you know, mean to fall asleep, or maybe she was like, I'll just sit down for 2 seconds and close my eyes. And then she woke up and it was like 2 a.m. But even at that point, I would start like power texting and be like, I'm so sorry. I wouldn't wait till the morning to call somebody.
No, I think, you know what I think? I think this person's a flake. I think that this was an excuse. I think this is what people say when they didn't want to go do something.
I say you give her one more.
Maybe she was on a different date.
Yep.
No way. You guys are looking way too deep into this. She wouldn't have reached back out if she wasn't interested. If she was flaky and she didn't want to meet him, she just would have ghosted him. Am I right, Nicole? She would have just ghosted him. That's the kind of the era we're in now.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't meant to be.
You think it's not meant to be. So I'm the only one that thinks they should go back out.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it really depends on, like, their conversation. Like, if they have really good conversation and that person thinks that was a spur-of-the-moment, never-happen-again type of thing, okay, that's a little different. But
I think... Go ahead, Nicole.
No, I was just going to say, like, but you can typically tell behavior patterns.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you're opening the door to be a doormat, literally, if you allow that person another date.
Let me tell you something. I am a hot item. You should be so excited about the prospect of dating me that you can't just easily fall asleep. You'd leave work and you'd be like, oh, I'm so giddy right now. I can't wait to get all dressed up to go see Roy.
It's not bad. Roy's saying that the fact that she fell asleep means that maybe she wasn't as excited about the date.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I know. I see what you're saying. Like, she should be so excited about the date that she has an outfit picked out, Loren. She's ready to do her makeup, do her hair. God knows she probably hasn't been on a date in forever, since March.
Right?
See,
now I'm convincing you.
I know. But I still think there's something to the fact that she did hit him up afterwards and asked to go back out again. If she wasn't into him, she wouldn't have done that. But let's see if we could find one person. Is there one person out there that got stood up? Or all of a sudden, like out of the blue, the date got canceled and you accepted another date. Like, could this work for Steve, the guy who DM'd us?
704-570-9595. Join the Mean Your World of Red Show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So this guy named Steve went on a coffee date. It went really well. I asked her out on a real date. She did not show up. The next day she says that she fell asleep right after work, slept through dinner, through the night, right into the morning. And that's why his calls and texts went unanswered.
I'm the only one on the show that feels like they should go out again, because I feel like since she reached out, she means that she wants to see him again. And we're wondering if anybody got stood up or had, you know, got blown off the last minute and then went out with the person after all that.
All right, let's talk with Callie in Mooresville. I'm sorry, Monroe. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Red Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
And good morning. So tell us what happened.
So, several years ago, I had a really good friend, and he reached out to me, and he told me that he liked me. It kind of blindsided me, and I was actually dating someone at the time. So he says that I blew him off, but, you know, I just said, you know, maybe we're better friends. I always regretted it. A couple months later, I reached back out to him, and he actually turned me down for another girl. I actually gave him the chance. I'm like, okay, so I still like you. And he's like, well, I like somebody else. And I'm like, well, I'll leave the choice up to you. And he chose her. And the funny thing is, I reached out to him 2 weeks later, and we went out on our first date, and that's it. We're married now and very happy. So I'm like, definitely a believer in second chances.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, that call went completely different than I thought it was going to. I thought it was over after that. Now you're married, and you should think that he should do it.
Absolutely. I mean, like, sometimes you just have to, like, throw yourself out there. And
that's what I think.
Absolutely.
That's what I think. Callie, thank you so much for listening to us. Spread the word to Monroe that we're available all the time, every morning, right here on Kiss 95.1, okay?
All right. You guys have a good morning.
All right, you too.
All right, Kira and Mooresville, you're on with me and Roy and Loren.
Hi. Same thing with me. A couple years ago, I went on a first date with somebody. He was, like, 45 minutes late. But we had a lot of fun. So when he asked me out on a second date, I accepted. Well, a second date, he was almost 2 hours late. And at that point, you know, I sat there and ate and hung out for a little bit, talked to the bartender. He got there just as I was getting ready to leave. And I had told him, I was like, you know what? No. I said, I really like you. We had a lot of fun. But I'm not doing that again because I don't sit and wait for 2 hours for anyone.
Good for you.
Wait a minute. We didn't hear his excuse. What was his excuse, Kara?
Oh, the second excuse was that he fell asleep because he was studying for a test for Wells Fargo.
He fell asleep.
Does his employer test him?
I guess. I think he was getting a promotion or something.
A man comes into the bank with a gun. What do you do?
Hit a button.
Hit a button. B, yell gun.
All the above? I don't know.
All right, so Kara, you blew the guy off, and so you think Steve shouldn't go back out with this woman.
Yeah, I think it'll become a pattern because I know only twice with me it did become a pattern.
Yep. Okay. All right, thanks, Kara. What does baby Jackson have to say, Loren, who is right there, working mom in full effect, at home, on the mic? What's baby Jackson say? What should Steve do?
All kinds of stuff. I was trying to mute.
No, you're fine. We like hearing the baby.
Baby Jax, if you think he should go back out with her, give us a cry.
What? Okay.
It works for me.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Yeah, the summer heat, man. It is, the blowtorch effect is on, as the meteorologists call it.
It's so humid. Whenever I breathe in, heat. I taste the heat.
What was the temperature yesterday, the high?
The high was like in the upper 90s, but with the heat index, it was like 105.
Yeah, and they're saying even warmer next week, Loren, with highs likely to be in the upper 90s.
We're in the summer.
I know. So crazy. And like the kids are at the pool and everything, and I'm like, being the real mom, I'm like, did you drink all your water?
24/7 WallStreet.com put out the hottest cities in the U.S. They have the 50 hottest cities. I'll give you the top 10. Do you think Charlotte's in the top 10?
No.
You don't?
I heard we were the sweatiest city recently, so
thanks,
I'm going to say that we're in the top 10.
We got to be like Louisiana and Texas has got to be hotter.
Texas,
there's dry heat, though.
Listen to this. Texas has the top six, or the bottom six. Waco's 10, Corpus Christi's 9, San Angelo's 8, Austin's 7, San Antonio's 6, Brownsville, Del Rio. And then finally, number 3, the hottest city in the nation, Las Vegas. Number 2 is Tucson, where I used to live, and it did feel like the sun was 4 inches from your head at all times.
Yeah.
and then Phoenix was number one.
Yeah, that area seems like it'd get really hot.
The normal midsummer high in Phoenix is 106, with the highest temperature on record in Phoenix being 122.2.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Cities on the list reach temperatures of 90 degrees or more for an average of 67 days or more a year. And that's not us. Texas has the most cities on the list with 16, followed by Florida with 8, Loren.
So get this. I'm looking up Phoenix, Arizona right now. They're high. Their high is 107. But they're not even under a heat advisory. Like, that's nothing to them. Meanwhile, we're 95 with a heat advisory. It's 107 there, no heat advisory.
Don't the old folks go to Phoenix and Florida to get away from the cold?
Well, they're getting away from it.
My mom, who is almost 80, bless her, she's always cold, Loren. Like, you go to her house, it's like 78 in the house. And the other day, she was hanging out with the kids outside, and it was every bit of 95 degrees, and she still had a sweater on. And Dean goes, gee, are you hot? Are you cold? Well, yeah, I'm okay now in the sun with the sweater on at 94.
Yes, Mom, it's blazing in here.
Oh, man. And it's funny because the show is talking about playing. We want to get a, let me bring in Nicole for this. We might as well talk about this. We're going to try and get a doubles tennis match together. All of a sudden, everybody on the show wants to play tennis.
I can't wait. I want to play tennis.
You used to play.
I used to play, not well, but like just for fun. And, you know, I've been running. Yesterday, I ran 1,000 feet. That is.
Good for you, buddy.
I started out at 50 feet.
So, yeah, that's like, awesome.
I'm progressing. And then, you know, next thing you know, I'm just going to be just an athlete.
Right. So you want to play tennis. Loren wants to play. And producer Nicole jumps in and she wants to play. So there's four of us. So I said, why don't we set up a doubles match?
Let's go tomorrow.
I've never played, though. So you guys can't judge me. Like, same. I don't know what I'm doing.
No, we won't judge you guys.
No, it's not too hard. The tennis ball is like a bright yellow green. You just, whenever it comes near you, you hit it.
What a coach.
Thanks, bud. I wasn't sure about that ball.
Can you run that by?
Can you run that by Loren again slower?
Well, but now here's the thing. When you hit that big green ball, it's got to make it over in the net. That's the important part.
And it's also got to stay in the lines.
Well, that's...
That's important, too.
Hearsay.
This is Laura.
Negotiation.
In Charlotte. Good morning, Laura.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. We were talking about the hottest cities, and now the show all of a sudden wants to play tennis in the middle of the heat, so one of us will have a heat stroke.
Oh, yeah, that's a horrible idea. unless you're going to go during the middle of the show at 6 o'clock in the morning.
we could play at night, too. But you were in Phoenix last week.
Yeah, so my husband and I just got back from a big road trip, and we were in Phoenix when it hit record temps. I think it was 118.
Oh.
But that wasn't even the hottest. We drove through right on the border of California and Mexico. It got to 122 degrees.
122? Would you die as soon as you left your car? Like, what?
I pretty much did. I got out to go to the bathroom, and I was like, I can't do this. Right. Too much.
You just melt. It's unbelievable. And we think we have it hot here. And by the way, it is hot in Charlotte. Let's make no mistake about it. Just because we're not Phoenix doesn't mean it's not hot here.
Yeah. And as soon as we got to Louisiana, the humidity hit us like a wall. And we were like, oh, my God, we forgot what this was like.
Right.
So it's two totally different beasts.
It really is. You can breathe in 116-degree Phoenix heat. It's hard to breathe here, which is probably why the heat advisories come here in Charlotte. You know, it's just harder to breathe. But thanks, Laura. Any advice on our tennis match that you want to throw our way?
Well, just have fun, I guess.
Have fun. Yeah.
We played a little bit of tennis before the parks closed back in March, and we were horrible at it, but we had fun.
Yeah, we're going to have fun. We're going to have a whole doubles match. Roy says there's a yellow ball that'll come at you, and you use this racket to hit it.
You just hit it, and you got to make it over the net. And then now here's my only rule.
And you got to make funny noises.
Thanks, Laura. Bye.
Oh, yeah. I'll go, ugh.
Grunting.
Ah! I'll be really dramatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.